Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime.
It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy flings. One of those bells that now and then rings. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought a bit at the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hard not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. One of those nights. A trip to the moon. If we thought a bit at the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, adios, au revoir, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of.
Astounding program for you today, and our co-host is Brett Shishkoff. Introduce yourself, Brett.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be here. I have been on the show with Ruth a couple times now, and just wanted to sit in again and be able to tell you guys about another theater around the city.
All right. And speaking of theaters, we have two wonderful people to tell us about what's happening in the Chicagoland area, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Can we start with you?
I'm Lily Oberman. I'm the Associate Director of Communications at the Auditorium Theater, and our season is starting this week, so I'm very glad to be here.
And on our live line, we have Mr. Orbert Davis. Please tell us about yourself, sir.
Hi, everyone. I'm Orbert Davis. I'm the co-founder and artistic director, conductor of the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic.
And they will be performing coming up in the Auditorium Theater, and we'll get to that in just a second. But Lily, can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. So I'm fairly new to the Auditorium Theater, but I have been working in publicity for about 3 years now. So I am very excited to be working at the theater and working with all of the wonderful artists and dancers and performers that we are bringing through this season. I have been in Chicago for about 6 years now, so I think I'll be staying here for a while.
Wonderful.
That's good.
And Brett, I'm sure you have many questions for the Auditorium Theater.
Yes. Can you give us just a little rundown of the history of the auditorium?
Sure. So the theater was built in 1889 by the famous architects Adler and Sullivan. They worked with a young Frank Lloyd Wright, who was the draftsman on the building. So it was one of the first projects that Frank Lloyd Wright worked on as an architect. The theater was built right around the time that the World's Fair came to Chicago. That was in 1893. So we've been around for a very long time. We were designated as a National Historic Landmark in 1975. And we've had all different types of programs at the theater. We've had Broadway shows. Miss Saigon was at the theater when it was in Chicago. The Grateful Dead has played at the theater. Janis Joplin, all of the big rock stars were at the theater throughout the 60s and 70s, Black Sabbath, and now we are home to the Joffrey Ballet, and we also have a lot of other incredible programming. We also offer historic tours where people can find out much more information than what I just provided. We do those weekly on Mondays at 10:30 and at noon, and then every Thursday at 10:30.
What do you go over in those tours?
The tours go much more in-depth into the architecture and the different aspects of the theater. They go over all of the different things that the architects considered when they were creating the building. It was one of the first buildings to have an air conditioning system, so they talk a lot about that, which is pretty interesting. That was not available in a lot of buildings at the time, and so it was very hard for people who were dressed in, you know, austere Victorian dress to go to the theater in the summer. It was too hot, so the Auditorium Theater was a place for people to be able to cool off in the summer. So
they will
talk about that. They talk about, we have beautiful golden arches in the theater that are lit up with special light bulbs. They will talk about how the arches were built, the different murals around the theater, different columns made of marble, the stage. The tours go into all of that in much more detail, and they're really great. And there's also a lot of description offered on the tours, so we do our best to make them accessible to everyone.
So if I wanted to go to one of these tours being blind, what type of accommodations are there for people who need some type of accessibility, be it somebody to guide them around, or if it's real, is it wheelchair accessible, those type of things?
Yes, the theater is wheelchair accessible. We have an accessible entrance and we have elevators. We are fully compliant with the ADA. And if you contact our call center in advance, we will do our best to accommodate people with accessibility needs. And as I mentioned, the tours are incredibly descriptive, so it is not necessarily an an audio guide, but mm-hmm. the tours themselves, just because of how they are given, they are very descriptive of the theater and the theater's history.
Okay. Can you go over maybe a few things that are coming up for the theater?
Sure. So we are starting our season on Thursday, September 22nd. We have a performance from the pianist and singer-songwriter Susan Werner. This is going to be a very special performance because the audience will be sitting right on stage with Susan as she performs. So it'll be a very intimate, kind of like a cabaret performance. So that will be a very good experience for the people who are attending that show. You don't often get to sit on the stage with mm-hmm. the performers. She is a folk, jazz, and pop singer. She kind of combines all of these different styles, and she is Chicago-based. This is her 9th appearance at the auditorium, so we're very excited to have her back. And then right after that, we have our annual Devil's Ball, which is masquerade-themed this year.
Mm-hmm.
That is on Friday, September 23rd, and there will be food, dancing, music, raffles, an auction, so that'll be a very fun time for everyone in attendance. And immediately following that, on Saturday, September 24th, we are doing a tribute to Cole Porter, the master of the Great American Songbook, and that is presented by the cabaret singer Joan Curdo, another local Chicagoan, and she is bringing some of the most talented jazz and cabaret artists with her to perform Cole Porter songs. That includes Paul Marinaro, Tammy McCann, and the cabaret duo Becky Menzie and Tom Michael. Cole Porter, he wrote a ton of very famous songs. He wrote the musicals Anything Goes, Kiss Me Kate. He wrote songs that have been covered by Frank Sinatra, Lady Gaga, everyone, U2. He has fans across the musical spectrum, so that'll be a really great evening. And then the following week, on September 29th, we are welcoming Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater. They are the resident dance company at Northeastern Illinois University. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, so we're very excited to celebrate the event with them. They are performing their masterpiece, Bolero, which was written by, or choreographed by, their founder, Dame Libby Camaico. And they will also be performing a piece by Ron De Jesus, who is the principal dancer at Hubbard Street. They also just returned from their first trip to Spain as a company, so this is the first performance that they're doing here since they went to Spain for the first time.
Oh, very nice.
And that rounds out September for us, and mm-hmm. then we take a little bit of a break, and then we hit November, and we have Least Alfonso Dance Cuba coming from Cuba to perform, and that's on November 5th and 6th. They combine all different dance styles, cha-cha, rumba, conga, bolero, and mambo.
Mm-hmm.
They will be presenting the program Cuba Vibra, which explores Cuba throughout the ages from the 50s until today. So they'll be kind of exploring all of the different dance styles, different musical styles, going through Cuba mm-hmm. throughout the ages. And then after that, we have the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic, which I will let Orbert talk a little bit more about.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm writing down notes. Like I have a lot of copies to go through now. Yes, November 11th, Chicago Jazz Philharmonic will be performing at the Auditorium Theater. And I believe it's our 8th or 9th performance, maybe more. That's our favorite home. This particular performance, we're debuting a couple works. The main work is a suite that I've written called Mississippi Black and Blues. So I'm inspired by the Mississippi River as a waterway for, you know, the great black migration, but then also just as a wonder of the world. It's a wonder of the United States, of its vastness, but yet how it provides, if you will, life and has provided life and transportation, you know, in both directions in terms of our country and that middle passageway. And I'm very excited. I just returned from Cuba 4 days ago, and a young student who performed with us last year at the auditorium wrote a brand new piece for the orchestra. So we just decided just today to feature his work as well. And it's going to be a great evening just celebrating America, and particularly the Midwest. So it's something you don't want to miss.
Well, may I ask you, Mr. Davis, how are the acoustics at the auditorium, and how would you compare that to other theaters?
Wow. the only word that comes to mind is perfect. I really mean that. It doesn't make sense that you can be anywhere in the auditorium and hear every single sound that's produced on the stage. It's a dream. And from my vantage point, being on the stage, it's you know, we know that there's a lot of dance and that's presented at the auditorium, but I think it's the most acoustic perfect venue in Chicagoland.
Mm-hmm. And we are so happy that you are joining us at the auditorium, but I want you to take a moment and tell us about what you've done with the centennial, the 2016 centennial for the Great Migration, because I know you performed at the Chicago Fest just recently, and there's even something coming up this weekend as well.
Exactly. Just 2 weeks ago, I performed at the Chicago Jazz Festival, premiering a new work entitled Soul Migration. And I was very purposeful in making the themes different, even though they're related. Soul Migration was scored for a jazz quintet that you can think of it as traditional jazz all the way from, you know, 1920s through the 1960s, but also in a modern context. So there was a lot of jazz fusion, but not necessarily, you know, in a pendulum sort of way where we go back and forth between genres. The piece inspires all the sounds that came to Chicago specifically, that came to Chicago but also was nurtured in Chicago, and it's presented in a 7-movement work. So that was quite a challenge, but very rewarding. And we actually recorded that work right away. And then the next piece will be Mississippi River work at the auditorium. Well, no, I'm sorry. This weekend, I'm performing at the Hyde Park Jazz Festival. And for that, I decided to relax a little bit and just simply present music honoring the great trumpet player Freddie Hubbard. So I have two special guests with my group, Victor Garcia on trumpet and Perez Whitted. And all three of us are just so inspired by the trumpeter Freddie Hubbard that we're just going to have our own little jazz festival, a private jazz in tribute to Freddie. But I'm very, very excited about just, again, gracing the stage at the Auditorium Theater and presenting this work.
Now, I understand you have a 55-piece jazz symphonic orchestra. How many pieces will be at the auditorium?
We will have about 62 members of the orchestra.
Wow.
It's grown from 55 to 62.
Wow.
And what's interesting is that, you know, people, you know, are accustomed to the symphony orchestra. When you see the orchestra, you expect it to be a symphony orchestra because it has the instrumentation. Mm-hmm. You know, the full string section, flutes, brass, but it's a jazz symphony, so that the aesthetics of jazz permeate the orchestra. And it's not necessarily, you know, jazz with colors or, you know, symphonic music with swing. We go to great lengths of taking both genres and, in a sense, stripping their aesthetics and all that makes classical and jazz, and then putting it back together and, quite frankly, coming up with an entirely new genre.
That sounds wonderful. And what is the date again?
November
11th. At the auditorium.
It's Friday, November 11th.
It's also Veterans Day, so we have a very special presentation, a project that I was commissioned by Boeing
by the Boeing Company in honor of our servicemen. Mm-hmm. We're going to take the first part of the performance and play a three-movement work that I composed for our veterans called Home and Away. I'm very excited about that because we've never performed that piece live. It was only for a recording. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, it'll be a debut. There's three debut performances all in one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, sir, we are so happy that you were able to join with us today. Lily is going to tell us a little bit more about more happenings at the auditorium, but we want our audience to know that next week we're devoting a full program to you and your music.
Oh, wow. I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a long history here in Chicago, and I think our audience could truly appreciate all that you've done as an educator, in addition to being a conductor and a winning trumpeter yourself. So we look forward to next week. We want to remind everyone to please tune in, and you will be sharing quite a bit of your music with our audience, and we thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I'll see you then.
Okay. And okay. Stay tuned with us because we have a few minutes left with Lily telling us more about what's happening at the auditorium for the 2016 season.
Yes, so after the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic is at the theater on Friday, November 11th, we have one more event in November. That is the Dance Theater of Harlem. They will be at the theater for three performances running from November 18th to November 20th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They are unveiling the Midwest premiere of a new piece by the choreographer Francesca Harper. There will also be a live Chicago-based string quartet accompanying them as they perform. So we are very excited for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I have one more question.
Sure.
If I didn't ask this, I know a lot of our listeners would want to know what... I know I asked you this before we started, but you, for the accessibility for people who are visually impaired and blind, and you deal with a lot of dance, is there audio description that you guys are offering or looking into currently?
Not at this time. We do not offer it, but we are looking into it. We hope to look into it.
Okay. So I will keep you guys posted on my segment as well of when that happens, and I will be passing along information to them because I do have a contact that would be able to help them with that. So they will hopefully have it in a
very,
very, very near future.
Yes.
And, you know, in December, you have a performance that's almost a month long. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so in December, the Joffrey Ballet will be presenting a newly choreographed version of The Nutcracker. So that closes out the year at the theater. And then we start off again in January with Too Hot to Handle.
So. Right.
Very nice.
And they've been on this program almost since their founding. So we've heard them for at least, the principals, for at least 10 years or more, and we look forward to them coming on in January, and we invite Lily to come back at that time because she will finish out what's going on with the 2016-2017 season of all the wonderful happenings at the Auditorium Theater. But before we go off air today, Lily, we started off the program with a piece from Cole Porter. And could you tell us a little bit about that and what we're closing with today?
Sure. So the Cole Porter pieces that you heard and will be hearing, they are going to be performed at the Cole Porter 125 birthday tribute this weekend. We are celebrating the 125th anniversary of his birth. So Joan Curdo and her team will be presenting these songs, and it's going to be a really fantastic time. We're very excited.
And we opened with just one of those things, and we'll be closing with Every Time We Say Goodbye.
It's very fitting.
Chicagoland, thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. I'm Ruth Frazier, and our sign-off with our very special intern is...
Brett Shishkoff. Thank you for having me, Ruth.
And our very special guest...
Lily Oberman. Thank you for having me as well.
And we really thank Mr.
Orbert Davis
for calling in on our live line and look forward to the program that he will share with you next week. Bye now.
Say